Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, my friends, welcome to another sterling edition of Political Coffee. Coffee is a wonderful thing that people like me enjoy early in the morning, and I hope you enjoyed it. No matter what time of day that you have a little bit of coffee, hopefully it's King's Coffee. At kingscoffee.biz. Wow, was there ever a lot happening yesterday that in politics, both in America and certainly right here in Oregon? We're going to get into all of it today. I hope you can stick with us through the entire hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Well, who said this, the following quote? There are no principles, none. There's only power. Now, I'm not going to tell you until we get towards the end of the show, but I who said that? Who does that sound like to you? Listen to it again. There are no principles, none. There's only power. The PERS bailout tax increase, folks, otherwise known as the gross receipts tax. I'm pretty confident that today the repeal of that is going to be filed. So hold on, folks. Stand by. Those of you who want to help stop this incredibly damaging tax, it's going to add about $1,000 a year in the cost of living expenses in Oregon to a family of four. Now, it's an interesting side story about that, about the craft beer business that we'll get to because it plays into this. So just hold tight, friends. We are going to file the paperwork, I believe, today. I think we finally settled on the language of repeal and what makes sense. Yesterday, high drama in the Oregon House of Representatives. When two of the most conservative lawmakers you could ever ask for, Bill Post and Mike Nierman, voted with the Democrats to suspend the rules to go ahead and conduct business in a normal manner, the way that when I was in the Oregon House of Representatives, he always did. Instead of doing what the Republicans have been doing to their credit, and that is not suspend the rules. Rule suspension has to be unanimous, okay? So if one member objects, in this case, two, you can't. Well, in this case, one, you can't, right? To override that, you need 40 votes. Well, two Republicans did yesterday, these two Republicans. Why? And what's the fallout from it? And is this just a lot of positioning? Or is it really about something serious here that I can share with you because I've lived this life as a former legislator? It was very high drama, and it does have impacts. And I talked to Bill Post about it yesterday afternoon, and I'm not going to share with you the entire content of our conversation about it, but I will share with you a little bit about why he and Mike Nierman did this. And I understand this frustration. Believe me, I understand it. And it relates to another story about Representative Greg Smith, Republican, the longest serving member of the legislature in the House anyway, not in the Senate. That's Peter Courtney. And the fact that Greg Smith, this Willamette Week article came out further detailing how he has become very rich. In essence, trading on the fact that he is a state legislator. And it's all legal. So I mused about it a little bit on Twitter about, well, maybe it's time for a Greg Smith bill that would prevent legislators from being able to ever do this again. Because I don't know how, I don't care how you look at this, it smells, and you know it's wrong. And by the way, there are two Oregon statutes that don't allow this, except it kind of does for legislators. Believe me, I've been over this with lawyers. I know. And then there was Jackie Winters yesterday. Long time serving state senator and representative. I served with Jackie in the House. She came into the legislature with me when I came in 1999. She passed away yesterday, ostensibly, I believe, from cancer. So we'll talk about all of that today. And Mary from Shaw asked me, so what happens now? And I've actually got a couple of other email messages and so forth from people wanting to know, okay, what's the process? Well, here's the process. A person will be appointed by the county commissions of the two counties that her Senate district represented. Now, it's primarily Marion County, so the Marion County commissioners are really going to decide this issue. Fortunately, they're all pretty much conservatives, and they're all Republicans. Now, there's a lot that goes into this process, and how it works is this. Is the local Republican parties in both Marion County and Polk County will put forward a slate of candidates, typically three of them, as to who that they would like to have the commissioners consider to replace Jackie Winters. And it's got to be done fairly quickly because we don't have that much time left in the legislative session. It would be very nice to have Jackie's vote back, or whoever her replacement is. It would be very nice to have that. It would be even better if it were a conservative. Now, here's where the politics of this comes in, folks. Is Jackie's district is Democrat by a bunch. And Jackie has all, as much as I loved Jackie, and you couldn't help but love her, although there's some of you in the audience who know a little bit more about her past and, you know, what happened when she was serving as a staff member under Governor Attia, how she had to be dismissed for a number of things. Not going to get into that because it's irrelevant. Jackie was never a true conservative in so many ways. She was on some things. There's no question about it. And with Jackie, you had to be careful with her because you wanted her to vote with you on these big wedge issues that clearly define the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And even though she was a black woman, she chose to be a Republican for a number of reasons. A lot of it had to do with taxation and regulation. But she was a good vote on those issues. She was generally a very good vote on pro-life issues. But she was not a good vote when it came to expanding government. She was a big government Republican. So she wasn't a limited government Republican. Maybe in some votes you could say that she was, but by and large she wasn't. She voted to expand Medicaid in Oregon. She voted for Cover Oregon funding, all of these things. And she voted the expansion. I mean, there's just a long list of things that Jackie voted for because she's a big government person. But nonetheless, she was a Republican. And she could be counted on, for the most part, to join with Republicans, especially over on the Senate side, where there are less of them, obviously, 12 of them, to stand with them on the big ticket issues. And sometimes they would have to do things, and the Republican leaders would have to do things to sort of protect her. And I can tell you stories about it, but it's not necessary. The point is that Jackie's gone now. And if you're going to replace her with a conservative who would maybe vote more conservatively than Jackie did, how will that play in her district? So here's the question I want to ask you. The conventional wisdom is that if you replace her with a conservative that's more conservative, because she's got 2 years left on her her term. That person is going to serve for 2 years, but because it's a Democrat district, she'll likely, whoever that person is, he or she, would likely be defeated by a Democrat, and you lose that seat to a Democrat. Now, would it make a difference if you appointed a moderate Republican, much in the mold of Jackie? Would it matter? Should that be a consideration on the part of Republicans? Believe me, it is. It was when Betsy Close was picked to replace Frank Morse, Republican, moderate from Albany, who included his legislative district, Senate district, included part of Corvallis. Well, the liberal, uber-liberal Benton County commissioners had the majority of the percentage of the vote based on the size of the district and voters, and that's how they figured that out. And they chose a conservative like Betsy Close, whom I served with, because they knew she would be the easiest to beat because she had a track record of being uber conservative compared to the majority of that legislative district, that Senate district, which was not, is liberal because it's Corvallis. Now, the same thinking applies here, but in reverse, because here you would want to appoint, the thinking would go the conventional wisdom, you would want to appoint someone more in the mold of Jackie Winters so that the Democrats would be willing to consider that person. That's the conventional wisdom. But are we in the age of conventional wisdom anymore with Donald Trump, folks? And will conventional wisdom work here in Oregon? Should the commission in Marion County, should they really consider someone who is going to be a smart conservative? Or should they pick someone who's not going to be conservative but be a lot more moderate in the hopes that they can retain the seat? What do you think they should do? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'd love to get your opinion on this. Emails to jeff@1220.am. So the way it's going to work is that the local Republican parties will put forward a slate of candidates, and the Marion County Commissioner and the Polk County Commissioners will weigh in. Marion County will have the largest part of the vote, and they'll pick someone. Should it be a conservative who may not be able to win that district in 2 years? Now, we're talking not 2020, but 2022. What do you think? What do you think is the right thing to do? Also, who said there are no principles? None. There's only power. Who said that? Got a clue? Would love to hear your thoughts on that also. Today, my friends, is the War Room at the Oregon State Capitol. If you've never participated as a citizen, come to the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room. We're a conservative group. We're in room 350. We start at about 8:30 in the morning. We got coffee there for you. We help you learn the skills to effectively communicate with legislators, both one-on-one or in testimony in front of a committee. It's a fascinating time to be in Oregon, don't you think, and be in America? What do you think? 6:20 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, we are now making every one of these shows available to you in the form of a podcast. You just go to KSLM.news, KSLM.news, and click on the podcast. Look down through the artist. Artiste. Can't believe I just called myself an artiste. Is that ever a Freudian slip if there ever was one? Oh, I'm so far from that. Although I, you know, have been a musician all my life. So I guess in many ways you could say that I am. But that's not my purpose for doing this show. At any rate, podcasting these shows, we're usually like 3 or 4 days behind. But you can find them. If there's a show that, you know, I'll get caught up eventually. It's a new process I have to learn. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So I'm learning new tricks. And producer Phil is helping me through all of that as we figure out how to do these podcasts and get them up there so that you can hear them again. You can download them. And if there's something that I've said that you absolutely love or maybe you hate, well, you can download it. 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So with the passing of Jackie Winters, this process now, you know, goes into place, and it will clearly have an impact down the road. Now, it might have an impact to some degree in some issues that are still yet to be decided in the end of this legislative session, and it certainly might in the next legislative session in 2020, in February. But should the Marion County Commissioners, which are largely going to be picking her replacement, should they replace her with someone like her? And I don't mean a black woman. I don't even mean a woman. Should they replace her with a conservative or a moderate like she was? What do you think? Who said, by the way, I want to know. Think in your mind, who would make a statement like, quote, there are no principles, none. There's only power. Unquote. Who would say that? Kind of interesting to think about it, isn't it? So I will share with you you know, a personal story about Jackie. In many ways, she was a groundbreaking legislator. There's no question about it. And there's a piece in the Portland Tribune about her today. I mean, there's lots of things that will be written about her. And one of the things that happened is when people die of some notoriety, we tend to remember them through sort of rose-colored glasses. I think most people are that way. And I'm kind of that way, too. You know, I'll admit to that. But let me just say this. You know, Jackie could be very gracious to people. She could also be a little bit on the arrogant side. I recall once after I'd left the legislature that it was some issue and I ran robocalls into her district that she didn't like. Now, look, I can tell you as a legislator who has had that happen to me, that, you know, yeah, you don't like it. And maybe you get a little bit offended about it. And she did. She called me up and we talked about it. And one of the things that she said to me was that, you know, you're scaring senior citizens. And you know that doesn't work with me, Jeff. She said, if anything, it makes me go the other way. Because you have to understand, Jeff, I'm loved in my district. Now let that sink in for a moment. Maybe. But generally, politicians are not loved, okay? Especially in Oregon. But I think that statement belies one of the issues that needs to be addressed, I think, going forward in the future. And you know what that is? It's called term limits, folks. Because the longer you serve, and I have to tell you because this happened to me, the longer you serve in any elected position, you tend to get a little bit arrogant. You tend to get a little bit, you have ownership of it. You think it's yours. And it isn't. It isn't yours. You are blessed and fortunate to be able to be chosen by the voters of your district to represent them. Some people take that very seriously, and others don't. And I, for the most part, have tried to always remain cognizant of it. Now, I've served 16 years on the Sublimity Fire Board, and I was just reelected to that, and I'm grateful for that. I served 8 years in the Oregon House of Representatives, and I will tell you that in my time in the House of Representatives, which is also largely, not totally, but about the same time frame that I began serving on the Sublimity Fire Board, in that time in the House of Representatives, I really did begin to experience this ownership issue of your district. And it's really how you approach it, I think, that makes all the difference in the world. Whether you're serving on a school board or whether you're serving in the legislature, you should never become so complacent or believe that you're untouchable, as Greg Smith does. And believe me, he does, folks. I've heard several legislators have told me they've heard him basically say that in caucus even. Challenge people in the caucus to take him out. Now, that's an arrogance that goes far beyond anything that Jackie Winters ever displayed. My point is that with term limits, you never really get to that place. And I think that's a good thing. Now, the question is how long? Okay, fine, we can argue about that. But Jackie Winters, by and large, should be remembered, I think, for standing up for things she believed in. As a moderate, as a woman of color, in what she experienced through her life, yes, she did break ground in many ways. Not to lionize her, because she was an imperfect human being just as I am. But we'll remember Jackie Winters well. Of course, she did stand up for things she believed. You got to admire them. It's the bottom of the hour. What do you think? 503-589-1220. By the way, do you have a story to tell about Jackie Winters? Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you for a little politics with your coffee. Lots went on yesterday in America. The Mueller news conference, which was nothing more than Bob Mueller giving Donald Trump the big middle finger. That's all it was. I watched it. It was pathetic. And it was all meant to give Democrats the cover to do exactly what they started yowling about. And, of course, truly, their media people. And that's most of the mainstream media that hate Donald Trump. That's why Bob Mueller did this yesterday. It was completely unnecessary. The attorney general, his buddy, was in Alaska. So he just had the opportunity. I mean, it's unprecedented. You don't do this kind of thing. It was a big day yesterday in America. Who said, quote, there are no principles, none, there's only power, unquote. Now, don't go out there and cheat by Googling it up, because you'll find it right away. Let me give you who would say something like that? Somebody on the right? Somebody on the left? A moderate? Somebody in Oregon? Somebody in the national news media? Who would say something like that? And what would it mean? What would it mean for you? You think that's right? You think that's right in our system of government to think that way? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you have a story about Jackie Winters and you want to share it, that's fine. Would love to hear it. She passed away, state senator, yesterday. Long time. Send me an email to jeff@1220.am. I got a follow-up email from Mary. She said, you know, I could see Jackie saying your quote. I saw a very arrogant side to her. She often voted opposite of her constituents because she, quote, felt like it, unquote. On to another chapter. Yeah, it's on to another chapter. I have to say this, though, about Jackie Winters. It was rare that Jackie did not have a smile on her face. And when she would greet you, she would smile. And I have to tell you, that was one of the things that I loved about Jackie Winters. I'll always remember that part. And I will, you know, I'm going to choose friends to focus more on the positive side of Jackie than the negative side, because she did do some good things. And I'll tell you that she took constituent work very seriously. A state employee who shall remain nameless wrote me another email. Regarding the open position to take Jackie Winters' place in the Senate, the county commissioners should choose a person, listen to this, whose core values and beliefs are formed and shaped by conservative convictions and who is wholeheartedly committed to faithfully follow the Constitution, state and federal, and be committed to actively influence and lead others in this endeavor. The commissioner should appoint a conservative candidate for this appointment. Why? Because an incumbent, even a short-term incumbent, has an advantage in future elections. And this candidate, appointee, would have 2+ years to lead by example with a solid conservative values. Also, a candidate should not be chosen based on what may or may not happen in the 2022 election based on the majority political persuasions in Marion and Polk counties. Their responsibility is to pick the very best candidate who will lead from the inside out, from a conservative core, and then to work for that senator in the future to get him or her elected. That's what that particular state employee thinks. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Check out our podcast, which is what up on kslm.news. Click on podcasts, and you can scroll down to Jeff Krupp, that's me, Political Coffee. And you can click on the dates. Each show is there by date. Okay? So we will we'll get into the little kerfluffle yesterday with Mike Nierman and Bill Post, two of the most conservative members of the House. You can read about what happened on OregonWatchdog.com. There was a very ugly... And Art, hang on, because I get to you in just a second here, friend. It was a very ugly caucus meeting after they chose to do what they did. They did it for a reason, and it is listed clearly in the OPB story. If you go to Oregon Watch, you can also see the hit piece on them, likely written by a very angry Republican caucus member of the House, whom I'm not going to name, but who said to Representative Post and Nierman, I'm going to light you up. And that's exactly what this ugly hit piece is. And it is completely out of the bounds of decency. And it is wrong. And it's wrong for Reagan Knope. And Reagan, I'm going to say to this on the air, it's wrong for you to even allow that on Oregon Catalyst, because you won't allow further criticisms of other people, like, say, your father and others. You should never have allowed that. It's completely out of the boundaries of decency and goodness. Shame on you. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Great CBD oil products that you should try because they work. They work for me anyway, and I think you ought to try it. I think it's a great alternative to prescription drugs. They have their places, you know, but they also have lots of side effects. CBD oil doesn't. Go down to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care, South Commercial, right next to Safeway. Talk with them. They can share with you lots of stories that their clients share with them. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go first to the phones to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Good morning, Jeff. Boy, do I got stories.
I bet you do.
Jackie. Well, I had the fortune or misfortune, however you want to state it, to have two moderate Republicans as my senator and my representative. Jackie was my senator for quite a while till they redistricted, and I ended up being in Courtney and Leon districts. But first of all, let me say that it's a crapshoot, Jeff, and it depends on the individual and how they decide to govern. Jackie and my representative at the time, Vicky Berger, were, of course, moderate Republicans.
That's right. And, that's right. I served with Vicky. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and at times, I loved them, and at other times, I just was absolutely disgusted with them because both of them voted to get rid of the Oregon School for the Blind. And though that time was the saddest time, one of the saddest times in my life. And so you're going to get an individual, no matter what, that is going to do some things you like and things that you don't like.
That's kind of like life, isn't it? I mean, marriage is that way. Your work is that way. I mean, even though you own your own business, Art, I mean, life is like that. And you know, we don't elect saints. We don't elect spouses necessarily. You know, you elect people to generally be in line with your principles and values. That's why you vote for them. Maybe they get elected, maybe they don't. I think your point is well taken. It is a bottom line. And Art, thank you, because I need to move on to Brian. But thank you, Art. I appreciate you sharing that, because I think that's spot on, because I think this really is going to boil down to the individual and how they choose to represent the people they're appointed, and they will have to swear an oath to serve. It's going to boil down. Maybe they're going to be more conservative. Maybe they're going to make mistakes. Maybe they're going to do things that really do cross ideological boundaries that people say, yeah, I can continue to support that person, even though they may be more conservative. Time will tell. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. Let's go to Brian and then Super Dave after that. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Jeff. Say, that quote sounds a lot like, well, very Machiavellian, but it sounds a lot like either Lenin or Karl Marx or Stalin, one of those guys.
Well, I you know, you're that's sort of like right. You're sort of right.
Maybe even, or maybe even Mao Tse-tung, you know, the that murderous guy. But here's three quotes that kind of remind me of the Democrats. It says, one man with a gun can control 100 without one, for the anti-Second Amendment. And for the press, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. That's by Lenin. And another one by Lenin is, the goal of socialism is communism. So that's a good thing to ponder when you're thinking about who you vote for.
Well said, and great quotes. Brian, thank you. Really appreciate that. Excellent, excellent way to characterize the thinking behind this particular quote. Now, in the next segment, I will reveal who said this.
All right.
So, Brian, thank you. We're going to go to the break. Super Dave, hang on through the break. It's 6:48 in the morning. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Back in a moment, friends. Last segment coming up.
Blow you right to my door.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment for today, folks. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go right to back to the phones to Super Dave. Super Dave, thanks for hanging on, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome, man. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Not too bad. Doing a lot of honeydews. You know, it's funny, when you're retired, you're doing more work. I can't figure that out.
Well, so the moral of that story is don't retire.
That's yeah, no kidding. I learned the hard way. Hey, just to let you know, I never met Jackie or anybody, but my wife, she met a couple times or a few times of her dad. Her dad, when she had to go to the Salem Clinic and stuff, and older man came up to her and says, "Can I sit down?" And so she did, you know, did. And so he's just talking, really nice man. I don't know if he's already done and gone, because it was I would say maybe five years ago. Maybe I can't remember. And Steph was telling me, she says, "Man, this man is really good." She says, then the second time when we were talking, and he said, "Do you know Jackie?" And of course she says, "Well, no, I'm sorry, I don't know your daughter." And she says, "Oh well, she's in the politics. Let's put it this way." And he really praised her. Boy, he was really tickled with her, that she was proud, really proud, you know. And everybody out there, you know, no matter whatever she did, right or wrong or whatever, or, you know, on the line and stuff, you know. But the dad, when your dad just gives praise to you and that stuff there, it, you know, it just has to feel good, you know. I just had to put that in there, that, you know, at least my wife got to meet the dad. So
thank you, Super Dave. Great story, and I appreciate that very much. Be safe out there, and try not to work too hard as a retired guy, okay?
Try not to.
All right, that's my old buddy, Super Dave. Thanks, Super Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
No, I mean, it's a great story. Any parent, especially, you know, coming from that background, you know, to see your daughter, a black woman, rise to that level of serving in the House and then into the Senate and being, you know, in many ways a groundbreaking senator. I mean, that's a really cool thing. Today is the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room, room 350 at the Capitol Building. If you have never come to the Capitol and you want to try to make a difference in the last few days of the legislative session, this is your opportunity. Come and join us. Room 350, starting about 8:30 in the morning. We're there through most of the day. Got some coffee. You can learn how to effectively communicate with legislators face-to-face, one-on-one, or in testimony in front of committees, or how to go talk to their staff and make a difference. We teach you how to do that. So come and join us today. Before I get to Rich, I want to say this. Ask yourself a question. Is your next paycheck the last one your family's going to get? You know, life happens, right? Things happen. People pass on. Accidents happen. Will your family have enough financial resources to carry them for years to come? Well, if you ask yourself that question and you don't have a good answer, you need to call Fred Thompson, my friend, a man who's one of us, because he can help you figure that out. In fact, he can help your family figure out how to do that with tax-free income. It is never too late, friends, to prepare for the well-being of your family, people you love and you care about. Fred Thompson cares about people. That's why he does what he does. So give him a call, 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Let's go to the phones to Rich. Rich, good morning. What are you thinking today, brother?
Well, I had numerous times I'd run into Miss Winters, and I always enjoyed them because, one, like you said, she smiles at you. And even if she didn't agree with you, she was nice enough and polite enough to tell you why. And I always enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. Even the times that I disagreed with Jackie and we had debates about it, she just was very gracious in even that part of it. And that's what I'm going to remember the most, Rich.
Yeah, me too. And then the other thing about who said that phrase.
Yeah.
In state legislature, it could be Kate Brown, Kotek, Prezansky, Courtney. I mean, there's a myriad of villainous players. So lots of luck on that one.
Okay, folks, I'm going to reveal who said that right now. It's on Breitbart. Actor Jeffrey Wright, who's a black guy, said, "When we get the power, everybody else blanking duck." And then he said, "There are no principles, none. There's only power." Now, Rich is right. This could have easily been said by any number of legislators here in Oregon. Could easily be said by the incredible vitriolic language and things that people are saying on the national level. Democrats. Could easily be said by them. And what Brian said earlier, those quotes from murderous dictators, Mao, Stalin, yeah, Lenin, that's the basis of this. Because you see, the difference between what we believe in our constitutional form of government, our republic, is that the individual rights are protected of the minority from the tyranny of the majority. That's based on the principles that each man is created equal in the eyes of God. These people don't believe that. There are no principles, none. There's only power. That, friends, is tyranny. And if that's what actors and current politicians at all levels are espousing, if this is what they believe, then your personal liberty is greatly in danger, folks. Greatly. And that's why you need to be active. That's why you need to stand up and fight, no matter what. The PERS bailout bill, folks, be looking for that. We're probably going to file the repeal language today, which means probably about Saturday we'll actually have signature gathering sheets to put out there. You can always email me here, Jeff at 1220.am, if you want to participate in that. By the way, a great story about how Oregon's craft beer brewing business, $6.6 billion a year. You know how much they're going to pay in taxes? Or rather, you're going to pay in taxes on this? Only $376 million a year. See you tomorrow, friends. Be blessed.